Unit 20, Test 1.
Section 1.
Number 1. The Olympic Games, first played in 776 BC, did not include women players until 1912.
Number 2. He first worked at the University of Ohio, where he received a doctor's degree.
Number 3. Thanks for calling me. Would you hold on? Mike wants to have a word with you.
Number 4. It is likely that he will keep silent over the problem.
Number 5. On a quiet evening, quite a few students were working on a difficult math problem quietly.
Section 2. Number 6. Today is the 12th, isn't it?
Number 7. The weather's really different here.
Number 8. Would you like to try on that coat?
Number 9. Let me introduce myself. I'm Roberta.
Number 10. How's the old man? Section 3.
Sam, have you seen the pictures I took in Beijing?
No, I haven't. Where are they?
Here are some. I took them in the Summer Palace last month.
How beautiful the Summer Palace is. And your pictures are wonderful, too. Did you have a good time in China?
Yes, I had a wonderful time there. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't. What do you think of China, Kate?
It's great. I like the Chinese people. I've made many Chinese friends there, and I like the Chinese food, jiaozi. Sam, have you seen the pictures I took in Beijing?
No, I haven't. Where are they?
Here are some. I took them in the Summer Palace last month.
How beautiful the Summer Palace is. And your pictures are wonderful, too. Did you have a good time in China?
Yes, I had a wonderful time there. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't. What do you think of China, Kate?
It's great. I like the Chinese people. I've made many Chinese friends there, and I like the Chinese food, jiaozi. Hi, Peter. I haven't seen you for ages. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine, too, thanks. How are you getting on with your work in the factory?
I changed my job 2 months ago.
Oh, did you? What do you do now?
I'm working as a secretary in a college.
Oh, good. Do you like your new job?
Yes, I like it very much.
I'm glad to hear that. How about dropping in at my house this Saturday?
Yes, I'd like to see you then.
Hi, Peter. I haven't seen you for ages. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine, too, thanks. How are you getting on with your work in the factory?
I changed my job 2 months ago.
Oh, did you? What do you do now?
I'm working as a secretary in a college.
Oh, good. Do you like your new job?
Yes, I like it very much.
I'm glad to hear that. How about dropping in at my house this Saturday?
Yes, I'd like to see you then. Test 2. Passage 1. Bill Clinton was born on August 19, 1946. 3 months before his birth, his father had died when driving home to see his wife, Virginia. He went off the highway and was killed. When Bill was 4, his mother remarried Roger Clinton. After that, there were troubles between Virginia, Bill, and Roger. In the beginning, Roger Clinton beat Virginia from time to time, but young Clinton played a part in protecting his mother. The stepfather never acted like that. In high school, he did very well in Latin and math, and he was also good at playing a kind of instrument called saxophone. At the age of 16, as a member of a youth group, Clinton met President John F. Kennedy at the White House. It led him to the life of public service. Once he made up his mind to do something, he did not give up. He was elected governor of Arkansas at age 32. At the age of 46, he became the third youngest president in the nation's history. Bill Clinton was born on August 19, 1946. 3 months before his birth, his father had died when driving home to see his wife, Virginia. He went off the highway and was killed. When Bill was 4, his mother remarried Roger Clinton. After that, there were troubles between Virginia, Bill, and Roger. In the beginning, Roger Clinton beat Virginia from time to time, but young Clinton played a part in protecting his mother. The stepfather never acted like that. In high school, he did very well in Latin and math, and he was also good at playing a kind of instrument called saxophone. At the age of 16, as a member of a youth group, Clinton met President John F. Kennedy at the White House. It led him to the life of public service. Once he made up his mind to do something, he did not give up. He was elected governor of Arkansas at age 32. At the age of 46, he became the third youngest president in the nation's history.
Passage 2. This is News on the Hour. Edna Wilson reporting. The President and First Lady will pay a visit to Africa in May. They plan to visit 8 African countries. Reports from China say the Chinese want closer ties between China and the U.S. and Western Europe. A group of top Chinese scientists start its 10-nation visit next month. Here in Miami, the mayor is still meeting with the leaders of the teachers union to try to find a way to agree with each other. City schools are still closed after 2 weeks. In news about health, scientists in California report findings of a relationship between the drinking of coffee and the increase of heart disease among women. According to the report in a medical magazine, the 5-year study shows this. Women who drink more than 2 cups of coffee a day have a greater chance of having heart disease than women who do not. In sports, the Chargers lost again last night. The DBs beat them 1-0. The Wingers had better results. They beat the Rifles 7-3. It was their first win in their last 5 matches. That's the news of the hour. Now back to more easy listening with John Denver. This is News on the Hour, Edna Wilson reporting. The President and First Lady will pay a visit to Africa in May. They plan to visit 8 African countries. Reports from China say the Chinese want closer ties between China and the U.S. and Western Europe. A group of top Chinese scientists start its 10-nation visit next month. Here in Miami, the mayor is still meeting with the leaders of the teachers union to try to find a way to agree with each other. City schools are still closed after 2 weeks. In news about health, scientists in California report findings of a relationship between the drinking of coffee and the increase of heart disease among women. According to the report in a medical magazine, the 5-year study shows this. Women who drink more than 2 cups of coffee a day have a greater chance of having heart disease than women who do not. In sports, the Chargers lost again last night. The DBs beat them 1-0. The Wingers had better results. They beat the Rifles 7-3. It was their first win in their last 5 matches. That's the news of the hour. Now back to more easy listening with John Denver.